We know a lot about the effects of climate change, and we can see the impact it's having. But what does climate change sound like? Some scientists who study glaciers have been listening.
They use underwater microphones known as hydrophones. Grant Dean, a research oceanographer at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography, says that gives them a deeper insight into how fast the glaciers are melting.
I think the audio offers advantages that are difficult to get elsewhere. Pictures won't tell you what's going on under the water.
What does a glacier sound like? This is the Hans Glacier in southwestern Spitsbergen between Norway and Greenland.
When you put a hydrophone in the water, you hear all kinds of things. You hear the ice melting, sure. You also hear ice breaking off the ice cliff. And our very first job was to catalog those different sources, understand their properties, and make sure that we can distinguish one source from another.
So what does that rapid drip sound teach scientists about glacier melt? Here's Oregon State University glaciologist Aaron Pettit.
I can listen to these sounds and actually get a feel for what the glacier is doing just from listening. And if we listen enough and we know something about the glacier behavior, we can link that together and think of it as a whole system and how the sound can give us clues to changes before our eyes might notice.
And deciphering those audio clues could mean getting more accurate forecasts of sea level rise, says Grant Dean.
If we can count the bubbles being released into the water from the noises that they make, we can figure out how quickly the ice is melting. We need to understand these things if we're going to predict sea level rise accurately.
Sea level rise presents a serious problem. Dean says even a small increase will make that problem worse. At least we know the scientists are listening.